Masechet Pe'ah, Perek Zayin, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah is going to talk about Neta Revai. Neta Revai is the fourth year of a tree after it's planted. The first 3 years are called Orla. Orla is a time that you're not allowed to have any benefit whatsoever from a tree or eat from it. The fourth year after it's planted, Neta Revai, a person has to either take the fruits to Jerusalem and eat them there, or he needs to redeem them, take a coin, and take that coin to Jerusalem and spend it in Jerusalem. That's how it has to work over here. Ma'aser Sheni has a very similar rule as Neta Revai, that a person has to take the Ma'aser Sheni money and bring the money either to Eretz Yisrael or bring the produce to Eretz Yisrael. When a person redeems Ma'aser Sheni, he has to add a 20% at the end to the balance. For example, let's say a person was redeeming 4 shekalim worth of Ma'aser Sheni. He has to add onto that a 5th shekel and bring it to Jerusalem. So he has a 20% at the end number. So the question becomes, does a person have to do that for a Neta Revai as well? When he brings the redeemed money of Neta Revai to Jerusalem, does he have to add 20% or not? That's what we're going to talk about, number one. And number two, we have something called Bi'ur Ma'asrot. Bi'ur Ma'aserot is the removal of all the Tirumotu Ma'asrot that during the 4th and 7th years of the Shemitah cycle, a person has to confirm that all of the Terumot and Ma'asrot were removed from his house. Either he has to give them to the proper recipients, or he has to destroy them if they're spoiled or they can't go to the proper recipients. He has to do that the day before Pesach. So that's how it works with Ma'aser Sheni. Question becomes, with Neta Revai, if he's in the situation as well, does he have to also make sure that everything is removed from his house from Neta Revai before Pesach? Words of the Mishnah. Kerem Revai. Bet Shammai Omrim, En lo Homesh ve'en lo Bi'ur. Bet Hillel Omrim, Yesh lo. So Kerem Revai, this question that we just spoke about, does it have the same law as Ma'aser Sheni in terms of the addition of the Homesh of the 5th, when one is being Podeh, when one is redeeming the Neta Revai with money? Does it have that also with Bi'ur? Does one have to remove it from one's house, any Neta Revai that wasn't done properly before Pesach? Is it similar to Ma'aser Sheni or not, Bet Shammai say? No, it isn't. It is not. You do not have to add a 5th, and you do not have to remove it and destroy it from your house before Pesach on the 4th and 7th year if it wasn't distributed properly. Why? Because in the Torah, when it's talking about the removal from the house and also talking about the addition of the Chomesh, it's only talking about Ma'aser Sheni. It doesn't mention it in reference to Ma'aser Sheni. You're right, and even though they have a very similar characteristics that have to be taken up to Eretz Yisrael and eaten there, that's only one law. You can't say that we learn out the rest of the details of the halakha from there as well. That's Beit Shammai's opinion. Beit Hillel omrim yesh lo. Beit Hillel say there is. The pasuk that talks about Neta Revai has the word kodesh in there, and the one that talks about Ma'aser Sheni also has the word kodesh in there. So Beit Hillel learn out a Gezerah Shava. They link the two Pisukim and say that just like Ma'aser Sheni has these additional laws of Bi'ur and of the addition of a Homesh, Neta Revai does as well. Next part of the Mishnah, Bet Shammai Omrim, Yesh lo Peret v'yesh lo Olelot, v'ha'aniyim podim le'atzman. Bet Shammai hold that if you have Kerem Revai, fourth year produce, it's subject to the laws of Peret and Olelot. What we spoke about in terms of the grapes, if one drops grapes, or if one has grapes that don't grow properly, it's like the produce of any other year. Just because it's Kerem Revai doesn't matter, and the aniyim could come and take them. But when they take them, they have to, of course, redeem them and then send the money to Jerusalem to be spent over there. Ubet Hillel omrim kulo lagat. Bet Hillel say no. One doesn't have to leave these for the aniyim. He can send it all to the wine press, including the peret and the olelot. Why? Because he says, this is really the property of Hashem. This isn't the property of the farm owner. Since it's the property of Hashem, Kerem Revai has to be spent in Jerusalem. It's not owned by the owner at that point. Therefore, he can take all of it, not leave anything for the poor, turn it into wine, and then take that wine to Jerusalem to eat or sell over there.